Japan is mourning hundreds of firefighters who died trying to save lives in the March earthquake and tsunami. Many died trying to shut the sea gates as the massive waves thundered towards the shore. In the town of Rikuzen-Takata, 49 firefighters were swept to their deaths by waves over 13 metres in height. One of the survivors has shown AM an extraordinary video of how he escaped the killer waves, as our North Asia correspondent Mark Willisey reports from Rikuzen-Takata.
At first, there's little urgency. There's even a bit of laughter. Firefighter Yuichi Owada and his comrades have come down to Rikuzen-Takata's seawall to shut a gate. Minutes after the earthquake, they've been told a tsunami is coming. But all they see is a small sea surge. But the laughter melts away when they see what's thundering in behind it. Run away! Run away, they scream. The tsunami is coming over the wall. I didn't expect it to become a really bad tsunami, says Yuichi Owada. I just couldn't imagine it sweeping over the 5-metre breakwater, he says. But that's exactly what it did. Yuichi Owada's video shows the sea beginning to rise rapidly. The firefighters realise that if they stay where they are, they'll be engulfed. I started to run away from the breakwater because I could see the mast of a ship looming up behind it. I thought I was about to die, he says. He makes it to his fire truck and takes off up the hill. The tsunami is coming over the breakwater. Please evacuate to higher ground, he warns. Now, move now. 49 of Yuichi Owada's comrades would be swallowed up by the wave. Along the entire coast, 284 firefighters would be swept to their deaths. But one I'd met a year before the tsunami would survive, although his wife would not. I'd met Toshiki Fukuda during an uproarious evening of drinking and eating at a Rikuzen-Takata restaurant last year. 12 months on, the restaurant and 8,000 other buildings here are gone. And the life of this local politician and volunteer firefighter has been turned upside down. Here's an email from my wife I received after the earthquake and just before the tsunami hit, he says, showing me the message on his phone. She says she's okay and she's evacuating to the park. This was the last message from her, he says. He later found her body in a makeshift morgue. But together with his three children, he's vowing to rebuild his life and resurrect his town. This is Mark Willisey reporting from Rikuzen-Takata for AM.